sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
To share, to feed, to receive from you. Thank you for giving us understanding. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Let's have our seat. You are welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you. You are welcome. I just want to share with you very briefly, very, very briefly. But I believe strongly that you will experience what put end to trouble. Because life is not in the struggles, but in the secrets. Life is not in the struggles, but in the secrets. Life is not in the struggles, but in the secrets. The secret you know, the secret of the Lord that you know in your heart, determine how far you will go in life. So the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shield them his covenant. I pray as we are here tonight, the secret of the Lord will be revealed into your heart, and you will experience his covenant in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
In English and sang in his dialect. Is that not clear?
There is no language that God did not hear.
Yes, sir.
But he has to bring from your heart. Today will mark up the end of your sickness and
amen.
Let me tell you, the presence of God is the end of human research.
Yes.
The end of human search is God's presence. When you search, you just hit his presence. Hand come to search.
Yes.
When you are researching, just keep going to him. There is no solution it doesn't have. A philosopher is a searcher with human effort that gets human effort.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's have a seat.
Hallelujah.
And in those days you used to dance. I don't know what happened these days.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs 15, verse 13.
Hallelujah. I shout hallelujah. 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 I shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Heart. Countenance. The countenance is fine in your body. The heart is fine in your heart. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. There is no sickness that lingers in your body without the accommodation of your spirit. The presence of God. Say the presence of God. That's what we are dealing with tonight. The presence. I said something here sometimes ago. I say, many are in the spirit, but they are not in his presence. Don't forget. A child of God can be sick and die in sickness. Because every child of God is in the spirit. But not every child of God is in his presence. You need to get this clearly. This scripture passage tells us, a merry heart, make it. It means You are the one to make your body what your body becomes. In Mary and make it. It means you are the custodian of your body. If you like, you can allow your body to be sick and die of sickness. If you lie, you can make it to be healed. That responsibility is yours. It's not love to God against us. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Bone is attached to your body. So if your spirit is sorrowful, if your spirit is tearing apart, it's not rejoicing, it's not doing what God expected, what happened to your body? Now sickness. Oh. Now Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14. In yourself, by yourself, for yourself. Now, Proverbs 18, 14. Guy. When he was suffering, he was busy suffering. No money for school fees. No food to eat. He will trek how many, almost 2 kilometers before he get to school. He composed his song. I don't know why now. He's enjoying now. He didn't compose something. Eh? You remember that song you composed? Ah! You know, sometimes you just have to do stars until you see God. So when you see God, you know that you don't have problems. Because your problem is not your problem. Your problem is only testing God. And when God ascends to your problem becomes a stepping stone to your breakthrough. Huh? So when I see people like this, I say, I know the problem. The problem just make his heart merry. What happened? The body will experience it. Your body will experience the presence of God. Because the presence of God is the absence of the devil. See, if you understand, I pray you understand. Huh? Lord, plant my feet. If you want sickness and disease and the devil to be afraid of you, learn this tonight. I want to. Let's see that. Thank you. Yes. Now, look at what he said. The spirit of a man will sustain his intelligence. Not the spirit of God. The spirit of a man will sustain. It means it will quench and destroy the weakness and sicknesses and diseases. It's not God that will do that. Now you. Because your spirit either pull God or dispelling. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? If a wounded spirit is a sick body, do you understand my point? It's a serious issue. What you need to solve any problem is the presence of God. And for presence of God to dwell in you and remain and manifest, you must do what he commanded you. We need to get it. Huh? Do you hear what he said? You know, I used to ask too much questions. I said, Lord Jesus, why is it that you never fall sick throughout your life? How many of you have asked such questions before? You know, you think it's not necessary. I have to ask. And the question, the answer he gave me, make me to know that for life, if I can practice this, no more limitation for me. And I'm going to share that with you too. And I pray you will take it to your heart. And you will release it from your heart. Because there is one thing to take something to your heart, it's another thing to release it. You know, when you receive something from God, you take it to your heart. The reason is because so that you will release it again to God.
Listen. Jesus was named the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It means the King of Praise. That's why he never fell sick. He never lacked revelation. He never lacked inspiration. He never lacked anything because he is the King. Lion is the king of all the animals. I mean, of who? Eh? Animals, kingdom? Is it animal farm? Is it animal kingdom, animal farm? That's the book they gave us in those days. Animal farm. I remember in 1985, they gave us that book. 1984, 85, animal farm. Some of you were not born then. Listen. We were reading it. Animal kingdom. But lion is the king. And God said, Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah means praise. Any Christian that is not praiseful will be bastardized. If you are thankful, you will be thankful. If you are thankful, you will be praiseful. If you are praiseful, you will be Godful. And if you are Godful, you will experience victory all around. If you are not praiseful, you cannot enjoy your inheritance in God. It's a serious issue. We need to deal with something. Sickness? Yeah, sickness. We don't divorce today. Let me do this. What about you? The divorce letter don't say it. Let me now. If it touch my body in 1 week, it will flee in 7 weeks. I know that one, but that one is sure. Are you hearing me? You will contact God's presence tonight. In the name of Jesus. Are you in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12? We are going to read 12 and 14. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. The priesthood changed from Levi to Judah. Give up verse 14. For it is evident that our law spring out of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. Some prophets in the Old Testament, they die of sickness. Some of them die of poverty. But Jesus never died of that. But there is something he knew. He spring. Do you know what I mean? Not spring for? He spring out of praise. Do you understand? Huh? You know, Reuben, Simon, the Simeon, and Levi, they were born out of contention. Contention and authority. But Judah was born in praise. This is the difference. If any one of us will achieve any meaningful thing here on earth, that God will be delighting you, and do something with your life, you must be a praise giant. He spring out of where? Out of Judah. Or we try Moses. He didn't say God. He means Moses. If you understand it, you just see things happening. But I need to read many books. Yes. Let me tell you. When you are a praise giant, what others spend 3 weeks to search and get? Before they get it. You, with 1 day, it will open. You know why? There is a spirit in man. With the inspiration of the Almighty, give us understanding. When the spirit of man is released to God in praise, God downloads. God downloading himself. That's why I say he orders two things. Struggle hangs from your life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I ask that question. Jesus said he hears God always. Why? How did he position himself? He said he did not only position himself, he spring of, he dwell there, he lives in God.
When you live in God, you see everything about Him. And the only way, the best way, and the only way to live in God is to live in praise. Do you hear what I say? You know, it's very simple. Huh? It's a very simple. That's why people neglect it. Excuse me. When your prayer has not hit to the point of praising Him, you have not started. You are still searching. You know, but today is healing and deliverance. Yes. The presence of God is the end of sickness and diseases. So we have to teach you the presence of God. So when the presence of God arrives, what the sickness and disease will disappear. That is the key to this matter. That's why Jesus never speak about sickness and disease. What did he teach? The kingdom of God. The dominion of God. When the dominion of God comes, healing and health take place easily. Do you understand my point? Let's go. Just follow. Let's follow gradually. In Genesis 29, verse 35, it was clearly there, very clearly written. His mercy endureth forever. And she conceived again and bear a son. And she said, now, before he has been called any, she has been called a son. Before she has been called a son. Before she has been jealous. Before she has been contending. But now, look at what it says. Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left behind. He called his name what? Praise. Judah simply means praise. A praiseless Christian will be full of trouble. No matter what, give thanks to him. No matter the situation, give thanks to him. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So don't let anybody deceive you. This is what God said. Huh? You can be in the spirit, yet not enjoying God's presence. Because you are not in his presence. From morning to night, you complain to God. You ask him to do this, to do that, to do this, to do that. You never praise him. Yeah, yeah. You will remain there. Huh? Now, oh my God, when the, you know, Joshua couldn't take them, all of them couldn't get the inheritance. After the death of Joshua, the inheritance still left. They now ask, who will go for us among the tribes so that we get the inheritance that we are here to get? You see? God said, Judah. It means the only person that can lead you into your inheritance is Judah. And Judah means praise. If I'm not praiseful, you can't get it. You may hear of it, but to enjoy it, hi, listen tonight. Judges chapter 1. It's a great thing that I don't know how people just neglect it. I will tell you this kind of praises that God accepted, though. Not any of praises. Not the praises you say with your mouth. Any praises you praise God with your mouth that did not originate from your heart is not acceptable. I will still take you there before I go away tonight. So that you understand what we are saying. Are you in Judges chapter 1? Let's read from verse 1. Judges. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanite first to fight against them? The best weapon of fight, of fighting, and to get victory is praise. When you pray to God, God will answer you and send angels, if possible. But angels will be willing
Abi? We have read in the Bible.
But when you praise him,
himself come down. Nothing can relate him.
Whatever cannot stand against God cannot stand against praise. If you don't understand this, you may be toiling.
Because people are already asking you now, where is your God? It is time now to let people see your God.
And the only avenue through which God will be seen through your life is what I'm sharing with you. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. If you read the content of this thing, it was serious. It means God never delivered the land into the hands of a prayer giant. But he delivered the land into the hands of a praise giant. And Judah turned unto Simeon, the fighter, his brother, come on with me into my loss, that we may fight against the Canaanites. And I likewise will go with thee into thy law. So Simeon went with him. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites and their land, and the slew of them in Bethel, 10,000 men. Praise. So as you are praising God with your heart, from your heart, with your heart, doing all sorts of things with it, your enemy is being silenced somewhere that you don't even know about. A praiseful person never look at problem. He look at the promise. He doesn't focus on the problem, he rather focus on the promises of God. When you focus your attention on the promises of God, you have no option that will praise him. And when you praise him with the whole of your heart, honestly speaking, God will show up. And when God shows up in any situation, the situation will be paralyzed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever situation as regard to your head that confront your life, tonight they shall be paralyzed. Oh my God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe it, let me hear your loudest amen. Are you seeing the matter? What I'm sharing with you is from the Word of God. I don't share experience that have nothing to do with the Word of God. I don't have business with it. If God comes down today and he's telling me anything now, I will ask him, where is he written? If he cannot tell me where he's written, okay? Bye bye, yo. Because God and his word are one and the same. And he said, when the Holy Ghost shall come, he will guide me into all truth. He won't guide you outside the truth. That's me. Oh, I don't know of any other person. Oh. If that principle has brought me to this point, I think it's a good one. Huh? I say, Jesus said, because he is the king of praise. That is why. You see, he does everything. Whenever they say they plot against him, he come out from this. Sickness. When you are giant in praising God, problem bow before you. See, normal thing. Get it right. Do you understand my point? Huh? That enemy of yours that is destroying others in the village, they say you are the next target. Engage in praise from your heart. You will realize that it's either they move away from you or they keep peace with you. Revelation chapter 5. Let me read verse 1 and 5 for you. As we read. Hallelujah. The presence of God. Don't forget. And I say the presence of God is the end of human search. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. See, let me tell you this. Listen to this and again. You see this book. What God packaged inside this book is himself. And this book only open to those who are praised giant from their heart. That's why I don't need to train my voice to give thanks to
I give thanks to God from my heart.
Whether the voice is loud or slim, I don't care. Because that's not what God is looking at. What is he looking at?
The heart.
A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. And by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Look at what he said now. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, don't cry. What nobody else could do, there is only one man who could do it. Say, weep not, behold the lion of the tribe of Judah. The root of David. Can you see why David was a man? Eh? You see David, the root of David. They have to trace Jesus back to that Jesus himself was the root that David sprang from. Anyone that understands this secret, I'm not talking of religious one, the one you do because they tell you to do it. No. I'm talking of the one that daily becomes your lifestyle. That's the key to any successful living and victorious living. Look at what it says. Has prevailed to open the book and to lose the seven seals thereof. Many have been struggling for revelation from God's word. Me? Struggle?
No. No.
When I began, every day, they didn't open. Then you see yourself where you're supposed to see yourself. Then you're enjoying God's presence. This is the key. Listen, can you see now? He is the king. We have read in the Bible very well that every animal, all animals, he fear lion. Is that true? No matter how giant an animal is, when he see lion coming, what did he do? That is why, when all the trouble of this world, whenever they see Jesus, what did they do? He was the king. That's the key. If there's anything I've ever heard from God that touches my heart most, is this one. Lord Jesus, why is it that everything works for you? Say, I have the key. Say, I have the key. Say, thy gate shall be open continually. You will ask me, what is the gate? And he said, your gate shall be called praise. Your gate does not open if you don't praise. Huh? Oh yeah. You know, before you get to doors, you've met gate. Until gate open, you don't even gain access to door. Jesus said, your gate shall be open continually. And he said, he is the door. He is the key. He is the door. How do you become king and door and gate? Because he was the king of praise. I don't want to say, I hate religion with perfect hatred. Because religion is not serving God. Religion is not a state. Religion is, I don't know how to put, religion is just rules and regulations that make no sense. Jesus never came for religion. He came to give us life. Eh? But I am come that ye might have life and that ye might have it more. He didn't come for religion. Isaiah 60 verse 11 and verse 18. If we capture the reality, just see things happening. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just...
You hear what is it? Yes.
Therefore, for this reason, your gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the word. First is made the word of Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. They ask the Lord, what is my gift? Verse 18. I told you, the word of God is coded. It takes another word of God to decode it.
Yes.
You may not have 10 kobo in your pocket. Because money will not make you rich. It's God's presence that makes you to be rich. Because with the presence of God, you have divine idea to solve problems. When problems are solved through your life, what happened? Can we get to that verse 18? How do I get to this place? Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
Do you know why?
You have the healer within you. Glory to God.
The healer is in you. Ready to heal. But because we don't know how to tap into his name, receive grace.
Amen.
To dive into his presence.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Where is that verse 18 of Isaiah 60? Abi, do you remember we are there? Okay, thank you. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land.
Amen.
Waiting nor destruction.
Amen.
Within thy border.
Amen.
But thou shalt call thy word salvation.
Amen.
And thy gate praise. So now Satan is angry, oh.
Yes.
And he has nothing to do.
Yes.
Do you know why? We are higher than him.
Yes.
We are seated with the King of
Kings. Hallelujah.
And in him, he made us like that. When they say, what is the reason for your, why are you shouting? He said, it's not my fault.
Yes.
It is because he did it.
He did it.
Huh? He made her.
Yes.
Naked.
A cheerful countenance.
And the word of God says, is any Mary?
Yes.
Let him do what?
Let him sing.
So the proof that you are Mary in your heart is singing.
Hallelujah.
If you say, I'm Mary.
And you start it.
How do they know?
Oh.
You keep quiet? By keeping quiet?
Not at all, by singing.
James chapter 5 verse
30.
Ah! Hallelujah. He said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Who is a prayer giant?
Man of affliction. A man of affliction. Man of man of prayer.
Huh?
They are men of prayer.
Is any among you afflicted? What is the response?
Man of prayer.
Is any Mary? Let him.
Let him sing. That is.
We grew to be
men of Mary heart.
You know, God has made your heart Mary, but you don't know. Lord, please, bless me, bless me, bless me. I hear God saying, he has blessed you with all spiritual blessings. But if today you know from your heart that he has blessed you with all spiritual, what are you supposed to do?
Give him time.
You know why you are afflicted? Because you don't know. Did God tell you now? Is any Mary? Let him
sing.
Let me take you to the last place before I go. Because if I stay here, see tomorrow, we're not. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For made me what you made me to be.
For made me what you made me to be.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. For made my life.
For made my life.
Your dwelling place. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For made yourself available.
For make available.
For my dwelling place.
Your dwelling place.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
To the Lord.
The proof that the word of God is in your heart is what?
Easy.
Eh? From where? Through your mouth. Eh? You sing from your heart through your mouth. Not singing with your lips. Sing where? Through your
mouth.
Who is the prayer giant?
Ah, the man of affliction.
You know when he pray, he forget to pray.
Yes.
It's because of affliction.
It's too serious.
And let me tell you one thing about affliction. When affliction comes, let me show you now. Can we go to Job 35, verse 9 and 10? Glory, glory to God. Don't forget, the presence of God is the end of Umasaj. You see, if you practice this continuously, maybe 6 hours daily, you will be shocked. The tremendous result that you will get. You see what our sister said? After meeting her on Sunday, she went to and got up to start singing praise. Because she wants to be a woman that lives from inside to outside. And as she began the living from inside to outside, what happened to the chief? Listen to me, every evil plot against your life will flee before you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But one thing is in verse 10, where God gives us solution to affliction. But none of the afflicted said, where is God my maker? Who giveth songs in the night? It means in the midst of trouble, get songs. Release it. Affliction will stop. This is the key. But religion will tell you, fast 100 days, pray and pray and pray until something happens. It may look good. It's a psychology without business. Huh? Are you with me? I'm telling you the truth. Because there is no devil that is greater than God. Eh? That's fine. So whatever cannot overcome God, cannot overcome praise. Learn it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive grace now. To please God. By releasing praises and thanksgiving to Him daily. In Jesus' name. And if there's anyone that comes with one trouble or the other, or anyone listening now with one affliction or the other, by reason of this, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command that affliction to flee away from you. In 7 ways, in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
Give thanks to Him.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-35-537-845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-32-914775. Jesus is Lord.